Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Welcome back to Secure by Design. I'm Pax, and today we're diving into something that's keeping CISOs up at night, AI-powered phishing. Look, we spent 2 decades training users to spot typos and broken English in phishing emails. That training is now actively dangerous because it creates false confidence. When adversaries have GPT-4, perfect grammar is the baseline, not the exception. Let's break down what's actually happening and how to defend against it. Section: The threat landscape shift from spray and pray to precision strike. Traditional phishing campaigns operated on volume economics. Send enough poorly written emails about Nigerian princes, and someone eventually clicks. We train users to spot broken English, suspicious domains, and implausible scenarios. That training is now dangerously obsolete. Modern adversaries leverage large language models to generate contextually aware, grammatically flawless, and psychologically sophisticated phishing content. According to Maitri Atlas, Adversarial Threat Landscape for AI Systems, Technique AML.T0051L, LM Prompt Injection, and AML.T0048, societal harm, now intersect in ways that amplify traditional social engineering vectors exponentially. The economics have fundamentally shifted. Where a skilled social engineer might craft 10 highly targeted spear phishing emails per day, an LLM augmented operation produces thousands, each customized with scraped LinkedIn data, recent company announcements, and communication-style mimicry. Security firm SlashNext reported a 1,265% increase in phishing emails since ChatGPT's public release, with AI-generated content comprising over 40% of detected campaigns. Consider the attack chain. Adversaries first harvest public data via tools like the Harvester or custom OSINT scripts, then feed this intelligence to fine-tuned LLMs. The output isn't just grammatically correct. It mirrors the target's industry jargon, references actual projects, and adopts the writing style of known contacts. Code example shown in the article. This isn't theoretical. The Hive 0137 threat group, tracked by IBM X-Force, actively deploys LLM-generated phishing targeting financial services, dynamically adjusting content based on target responses. Here's my take on this. The spray-and-pray era is dead. When adversaries can generate thousands of personalized, contextually aware phishing emails per hour, your legacy detection rules become expensive wallpaper. Section: Deepfake voice and video, when call to verify fails. For years, security awareness training emphasized voice verification. If you receive a suspicious wire transfer request, call the requester directly. This advice assumed voice authentication remained reliable. That assumption shattered in 2024 when a Hong Kong finance worker transferred $25 million after a video call with AI-generated deepfakes of his CFO and colleagues. Voice cloning now requires approximately 3 seconds of sample audio. Tools like 11labs, Resemble.ai, and open-source alternatives such as real-time voice cloning can generate convincing replicas from podcast appearances, earnings calls, or social media videos. Combine this with real-time lip-sync deepfake technology like Wave 2 Lip or Deepface Live, and video calls become attack vectors rather than verification channels. OWASP's LLM Top 10 addresses this under LLM 09. Over-reliance. Organizations trust AI-generated outputs, including the appearance of trusted individuals, without adequate verification. The defense implications are severe. Traditional out-of-band verification channels are compromised when both email and voice can be synthesized. Detection remains challenging. Microsoft's Video Authenticator and Intel's Fake Catcher claim real-time detection, but adversarial techniques evolve faster than detectors. Academic research from UC Berkeley demonstrated that adding imperceptible noise to deepfake training data can evade detection while maintaining visual quality. From an architectural perspective, organizations must implement multi-factor authentication for high-risk transactions that doesn't rely on biometrics alone. Time-delayed execution for financial transactions above threshold cryptographic challenge response protocols, pre-shared codes rotated weekly, physical hardware tokens for authorization, YubiKey, Titan. Mandatory dual authorization from geographically separated personnel, the NIST AI Risk Management Framework, AIRMF, govern function. Emphasizes establishing policies that acknowledge AI-generated content risks. Map these controls explicitly to your transaction authorization workflows. Here's my take on this. When 3 seconds of audio can clone anyone's voice, call to verify becomes call to confirm you're being social engineered. Hardware tokens and cryptographic challenges are your new out-of-band verification. Section, defending the inbox. AI versus AI detection strategies. If adversaries deploy AI for offense, defenders must deploy AI for defense, but thoughtfully. The arms race between generative and detective AI creates a constantly shifting battleground where point-in-time solutions degrade rapidly. Traditional email security relies on signature-based detection, domain reputation, and header analysis. These remain necessary, but insufficient. Modern AI-powered phishing evades these controls by using legitimate sending infrastructure, proper authentication, SPF/DKM/DMARC, and content that triggers known malicious patterns. Behavioral analysis offers stronger detection capabilities. Solutions like Abnormal Security, Tessian, and Area 1, now Cloudflare Email Security, employ ML models analyzing communication patterns, relationship graphs, and semantic anomalies. When a CFO suddenly emails an accountant they've never contacted before, using vocabulary patterns inconsistent with historical communications, these systems flag the deviation. Implement defense in depth with these specific controls. DMARC enforcement at P equals reject. Non-negotiable baseline external sender tagging. Visual warnings on all external emails look-alike domain monitoring. Services like DNS Twist or Red Hunt Labs LLM-based content analysis. Ironically, using GPT-4 or Claude to assess whether content appears AI-generated link sandboxing with delayed delivery. Time-of-click analysis for detection engineering teams. Consider this Sigma rule pattern for identifying AI generation artifacts. Code example shown in the article. Yes, false positive rates will be high, but these become investigation triggers, not automatic blocks. The goal is augmenting analyst workflows, not replacing human judgment. Here's my take on this. Fighting AI-generated phishing with signature-based detection is like bringing a knife to a drone fight. Behavioral analysis and relationship graphing are your actual weapons. Section, security awareness training. Adapting for the LLM era. Here's an uncomfortable truth. Most security awareness training programs actively harm organizational security by creating false confidence. When you train employees to spot obvious phishing, typos, urgency, suspicious links, you implicitly teach them that sophisticated-looking emails are legitimate. AI-generated phishing exploits this exact blind spot. Progressive security programs now incorporate LLM-generated phishing simulations. Platforms like NoB4, Proofpoint Security Awareness, and Cofense PhishMe increasingly offer AI-assisted campaigns. But many organizations run the same tired templates, leaving employees unprepared for actual adversary capabilities. I recommend a tiered simulation approach. Tier 1, monthly standard template-based phishing with obvious indicators. Tier 2, quarterly LLM-generated content using publicly available employee data. Tier 3, biannually targeted spear phishing incorporating recent company events, projects, and relationship mapping critically. Training must emphasize that grammatical perfection and contextual relevance no longer indicate legitimacy. The new verification framework becomes verify the request, not the sender identity, but whether the action makes sense. Delay high-risk actions. Intentional friction protects against urgency manipulation. Use pre-established verification protocols. Not ad hoc voice/video calls. Report aggressively. False positives are free. Breaches are not NIST. AIRMF's map function applies here. Understand how AI capabilities change threat context and adapt training accordingly. Document this in your security awareness curriculum with specific LLM threat scenarios. One tactical recommendation. Create a phishing hall of fame, showcasing the most sophisticated AI-generated attempts caught by employees. Gamification works. Recognition works. Showing people what actual attacks look like works better than theoretical training. Here's my take on this. Stop training people to spot typos. Adversaries have Grammarly and GPT for now. Train them to question whether the requested action makes sense, regardless of how legitimate the email looks. Section: Technical Controls, Building AI-Resistant Architecture. Beyond detection and training, architectural decisions create defense depth that remains effective regardless of adversary AI capabilities. These controls assume breach, that some AI-generated phishing will succeed, and limit blast radius. Implement zero-trust principles specifically for email-initiated workflows. Microsegmentation. Email-triggered actions should not have direct access to crown jewels. Segment finance systems from general productivity environments. Conditional access policies, high-risk actions, wire transfers, credential changes, data exports, require step-up authentication from compliant devices. Just-in-time access, permanent standing access enables phishing exploitation. Tools like CyberArk, BeyondTrust, or Azure PIM ensure time-bound privilege. For organizations with mature security programs, consider implementing Canary tokens at scale. Think Canary and CanaryTokens.org provide tripwires that detect when credentials or documents obtained via phishing are utilized. Deploy these strategically. Code example shown in the article. Additionally, implement FIDO2/WebAuth universally. Phishing-resistant authentication eliminates credential theft as an attack objective. Even if an employee enters credentials on a phishing site, FIDO2's origin binding prevents replay. YubiKeys and platform authenticators, Windows Hello, Touch ID, should be mandatory for privileged access. Email authentication technical controls deserve explicit mention. BME, brand indicators for message identification. Visual trust indicators for authenticated senders, MTSDS. Enforce TLS for email transport, preventing downgrade attacks. DANE, DNS-based authentication. Cryptographic mail server authentication map. These controls to MITRE ATT and CK techniques, T1566.001, spear phishing attachment, and T1566.002, spear phishing link. Document coverage gaps and compensating controls in your risk register. Here's my take on this. Assume the phishing email gets through. Your architecture should make successful credential theft useless through zero trust, FIDO2, and microsegmentation. Section: Threat intelligence and response. Operationalizing AI phishing defense. Detection without response is just expensive monitoring. Organizations must operationalize AI phishing intelligence into workflows that enable rapid containment and adaptation. Build specific playbooks for AI-generated phishing incidents that differ from traditional responses. Attribution complexity. AI-generated content lacks the grammatical fingerprints that traditionally aided attribution. Focus on infrastructure indicators instead. Campaign velocity. AI enables rapid variation generation. A single indicator may have hundreds of variants within hours. Content similarity analysis. Use tools like Steep or TLSH for fuzzy hashing of phishing content, enabling variant clustering. Threat intelligence platforms, MISB, OpenCTI, Recorded Future, should incorporate AI-specific indicators. Create custom taxonomies for confirmed AI-generated content, deepfake voice/video attempts, LLM prompt injection in business context, fine-tune model usage indicators for incident response. Timing matters critically. Implement automated containment triggers. Code example shown in the article. Finally, contribute to collective defense. AI phishing campaigns target multiple organizations simultaneously. Share indicators through ISACs, participate in MISB communities, and submit samples to FishTank or OpenFish. The adversary's LLM doesn't get tired. Our intelligence sharing must scale similarly. Map your detection engineering efforts to MITRE Atlas, specifically AML.M0004, Detect Synthetic Content, and AML.M0015, Adversarial Input Detection. These frameworks provide common vocabulary for cross-organizational intelligence sharing about AI-specific threats. Here's my take on this. AI phishing campaigns mutate in hours, not days. Your threat intelligence and response automation must match that velocity, or you're always responding to yesterday's attack. Before I wrap up, Let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. AI-generated phishing eliminates grammatical and contextual red flags. Train users to verify actions, not sender legitimacy. Takeaway 2. Deepfake voice cloning requires only 3 seconds of audio. Implement cryptographic challenge response protocols for high-risk transactions. Takeaway 3. Deploy behavioral email analysis that examines relationship graphs and communication pattern anomalies. Takeaway 4. FIDO2/WebAuth authentication is phishing-resistant by design, mandated for privileged access. Takeaway 5. Automate threat response playbooks to match AI-enabled campaign velocity and share indicators through ISACs. That's the reality of AI-powered phishing in 2026. The attackers have LLMs, deepfakes, and automation on their side. But here's the thing. We have better tools too, if we deploy them intelligently. Zero trust architecture, FIDO2 authentication, behavioral analysis, and updated training programs aren't optional anymore. They're survival requirements. Start with your highest risk workflows, implement the controls we discussed, and assume that sophisticated phishing will reach your users. Design your systems so that even successful phishing doesn't lead to catastrophic outcomes. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.